This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles' State of the World Update, September 14th, 2020.
One man in spirit joined together in search of the greater truths and awareness. As dear friends, you are living in a very exciting time, but it is also quite tumultuous, quite confusing, yes, for many of you, even fearful. But we ask for you to remember something that we have shared many times, that you are in a transitional time. You are indeed opening more and more to the power of the world beyond you now. So you are no longer limited or confined to a third dimensional reality. You are allowing yourself more and more to expand your thinking, to expand your focus, so that you are able, yes, more completely, more freely, more lovingly to join with us, to be able to hear our thoughts more directly. And that is exactly what is needed and desired, for we are indeed in the spirit realms working quite consistently with so many of you, so that you will indeed be able to heed our guidance, that you will be able to receive the energy that we offer to you so joyously, so lovingly. We hope that indeed you will be able to receive that energy more easily, without strife, without struggle, without the doubts and fears that you have often encountered in the past. Now, as the veil continues to thin, as, yes, the space between the dimension thins, as you are able, yes, to reach higher with your consciousness, you're going to find your reactions to the world around you changing quite significantly. More and more, we ask for all of you hearing our words to focus more inwardly. Allow your spiritual practice to develop at this time. Allow yourself to hear the whispers of your soul, your greater self. Allow us, yes, the honor and the privilege to be able to commune, to communicate with you more regularly. The times when you thought it was not possible, the times when you have struggled with doubt, with fear, dear friends, they are rapidly passing by. If you desire such communication with other realms, know that at this time, more than ever in Earth's history, the access is available to you. Yes, you are being given the password. Yes. And what is that password? It is love. It is light. It is your ability to believe, to not allow the hesitations, to not allow, yes, all the barriers, all the obstructions that you have experienced before to get in the way. We want to be able to connect with you more completely, and that will change the course of the world moving forward into the future timelines. For more and more, you are seeing what has been predicted, not just by us, but by many, many teachers, by many prophets over many, many years. The destruction of what you have considered to be the norm, the institutions, the agencies, yes, so many things on the planet that you have become accustomed to, that at times, yes, you have even taken for granted. Now they are beginning to fall away. And if you allow it, the alarm, the fear that is being sounded oftentimes to control, to manipulate you, yes, even to get your vote, is something that you will need to learn to tune out. Now, that is not to say, dear friends, that we want you to lessen your awareness of what is occurring in the world around you. We want you to have one ear open to the world and one ear open to your inner world, so that you will get a more clear sense of your spiritual purpose. You are entering, yes, more rapidly than ever, a time of rebuilding. For the ideas are needed this time to begin to prepare, to begin to put into place the belief structures, the concepts, the ideas that are still coming forward for you. Now, many of you have grand ideas, but you don't feel there is the time, you don't feel it is the place right now to put them forward. We would gently disagree with you. We want the ideas that you have been given to be brought out openly into the world, openly, so that many indeed will be infused with not only your enthusiasm, but with the hope that is so sorely needed. For many on the planet, yes, are falling into a little bit of a trap where they are thinking, well, there's no way out of this. There's nothing to hope for. The world is indeed going downhill rapidly, and now all we have left to fear is when it will all end. This is not an apocalyptic scenario. This is not the end of the world. And as many of you have heard us mention before, it is simply the end of a system. It is one that you had planned for, one that you were quite aware of before incarnating into this, your chosen lifetime. And now here you are in these exciting times of world change. And knowing, of course, that you must change as well. Do not sit back at this time and say to yourself, well, I'm just going to see how it all plays out and then I'll act in reaction to it. We want you to recognize the inner power that is calling to you to stand up, to voice your opinions, your thoughts, your grand ideas, so that when the time comes, and it is here now, you are going to be able to enter actively into the recreation of this, your world. Now, of course, it is always changing, but many have become so accustomed to, yes, indeed, the same old, the status quo. They have not allowed themselves to recognize their own role and how the world is shifting and changing, yes, even by their silence or their lack of activity, their lack of taking action. They are contributing to the chaos, to the confusion. So all beings on the planet Earth are indeed being put on notice. What kind of world are you going to allow? And even more importantly, what kind of world are you actively creating? Yes, even in your own world, in your own daily life, the thoughts that you are, yes, allowing, the thoughts that you are intentionally, purposely putting into motion to the world, the healing thoughts that you send out, the love vibration that you are putting out. Do not doubt for a moment, dear friends, that your energies that you are consciously projecting, radiating outward, are having an effect. It is waking up people. It is indeed allowing us to be able to merge more and more with humanity in, yes, this vibration of love. We are here to support you in this change. We are here to help you indeed find the joy. Yes, even the joy in these challenging times, where you can see things are changing, not for the worse, but for the better. So at times, indeed, you will have to look at all that is occurring. Yes, the climate change, the fires, the hurricanes, the floods, so many of the wild weather that you are experiencing, the increased heat, the melting, all of that is going on. The world climate changes and the governments, the wars, all the little games that are being played upon the world in your world leaders and the various countries. We want you indeed to look beyond that and to say to yourself, do I want to contribute to that power, to the energies? Or do I want to begin to use my imagination in the most powerful way that I could muster up and begin to send a balancing, calming effect to the earth? To, yes, nature, to Gaia, Mother Earth, sending, yes, the brave souls that are helping to combat the fires or the hurricanes or the recovery efforts, and beginning to see the vibrations of all the people on the planet lifting up gently where there is calmness, where there is peace. What we ask for all of you to do at this time, to spend much more time in inner meditation, allowing yourself to go into the inner planes, the silent planes, where you will find refuge. You will not indeed avoid or retreat into this part of your being, for you are a physical being, dear friends. And some indeed, shall we say, take it a little too far, and you try to ignore and avoid the issues that you came here to not only be a part of and heal, but, yes, to participate in. Never to ignore. Never to say, well, I can't do anything about that. Yes, you can. Your thoughts are powerful. Your imagination, your ability to visualize, your ability to connect to your fellow human beings, your brothers and sisters on this planet. Gone are the days when you can look upon each other and see anything. But yes, the love of God shining through each eyes. You are needing to look beyond the differences, whether it would be skin color, whether it would be attitudes, cultural beliefs, religious views. Indeed, dear friends, recognize now that all those that you share this reality with, they are all part of you. They are part of the community of God. And that indeed, when you begin to recognize first the God within you, you will begin to indeed see the beauty in your brother, in your sister. This is important, for this will indeed strengthen the vibration, the energy of love. And although many of you think, well, love is a nice thought indeed, you are not fully understanding the transformational power that is there. That when all of you are indeed turning your focus, your attention to love, whether it be on the inner planes or in the outer world, preferably we hope it is a combination of the two. That is how you are going to change the planet. That is how you are going to usher in the new world, the new age. You are on the precipice of this. Now, some of you fear, well, if this one gets reelected or if this one happens, where is your faith, dear friends? Do you not believe that there is a higher power that is not only working for your highest and best interest, but for all on the planet, for all living things, for nature, for the animals, for all? There is a plan here. We want you to be able to understand it and reconnect to it more and more so that you will be able to do your part. All of you have a special purpose, a unique way that you are here to contribute. Now, at times, some of you have doubted that. You have fallen into depressions. You have fallen into a state of apathy, of, yes, lacking motivation even. Now, we can understand the reasoning. You are being forced into what you are considering abnormal ways of living, with the coronavirus still affecting so many on the planet. You are being forced to, yes, wear masks and limit your social activity. But dear friends, as we stated in our introductory comments, this is not going to be forever. You are learning. You are growing to deal with so many things. The virus is within and around you. How you are indeed treating your body, how you are treating your own soul, your own spirit, as well as how you are impacting the lives of others around you. Begin to move into a state of harmony and balance, regardless of what is occurring around in the world right now. For if you get too caught in all that gobbledygook, you will lose, yes, your focus, your compass, and you will begin to vibrate on that lower level instead of the energies of your spirit. Now, of course, we are here. Some of you are opening wonderfully to us. You are able to commune. You are able able to connect with us. Some of you still doubt. We want you to understand that this is a natural ability for you to hear us, for you to feel our presence. Now, each of you, of course, are going to be able to experience these energies in your own unique way. It will be different for each of you. But more and more, as you send out the call, as you request, as you begin to believe that you have a role to play, the clarity will come. You will begin to understand more and more your own unique talents, your own abilities. And it could be simple, it could be grand, it could be a combination. More likely than not, that is what it will be. But know that there is something stirring deep within you, dear friends, that is meant indeed to be looked at, to be understood, to be indeed enlarged within you, so that you are indeed able to live on a different level, even though you are still in a physical body, in physical form, in a physical world. You are branching out. You are beginning to test your abilities to be able to live in different dimensions at the same time. What a wonder it is for us to be able to witness this. For many of you are testing the waters and finding that it is much more easy, that it is more joyful, much more fulfilling to be able to allow the higher energies of your soul to come in more directly into your daily life experience. Now, when we are talking about these energies, dear friend, it is not just for moments in your spiritual practice, but more and more, we want you to be able to sense that these energies are there for you 24 hours a day. Now, at times you will feel them a little more depending on what you are doing. We understand, of course, that you have physical, yes, responsibilities, jobs, yes, we understand that. But this can be utilized no matter what you are needing to focus upon, and you will find that all will indeed begin to flow differently because of how you are allowing these higher frequencies, these spiritual energies to come in, to share, to merge, to mingle with your physical being. Yes, it can affect and heal your body with your intellect. It's going to change what you think and believe. Your ego, calming it down, allowing more input from these higher parts of your being. More and more, you will feel a calmness that will begin to radiate out into the world. So yes, indeed, as different things occur on the planet, there will be that energy of balance. There will be the energies to help you connect to the solutions and not just focus on the problems. That's what we ask of you, dear friends. Allow yourself to open and know that for every situation that has been created, the perfect solution is there as well. It is not too late for the planet Earth, goodness gracious. We don't want anyone to think that. You are going to shift, you are going to see massive changes on the planet. But that is part of the plan. That was a necessary occurrence for so many of the systems that have run rampant, that have indeed run their course on the planet, for them indeed to be finding a natural ending so that better systems can indeed spring up that will begin to serve the masses, not just the few. You are going to see, of course, massive change in so many areas. But we want you to focus right now on the changes, the gentle stirrings occurring within you. Pay more attention, dear friends, to what is going on within your thought process, within your spirit, within the feeling states, the emotions, yes. Allow yourself to sense more. No longer telling yourself, I can't feel anything, I can't do anything. You all can sense and feel and experience spirit in one way or in many ways. Do not limit it with your beliefs of what has occurred in the past. More and more, you are all being asked to live more completely in current time, current space. That is always where you will find your power. That is always where you will find us most available to you. Dear friends, pay less attention to what is going on around you, more within you. Find that delicate balance between the two, recognizing that you are still leading a physical life, and we are asking more and more for you to participate, not to sit back on the sidelines and say, I'm going to let someone else do it. You all have a very important part to play in this reality, whether it would be in your own social circle, your own families, or the larger world. But understand, dear friends, it is all intricately connected. What you do has a greater impact than you would ever realize or understand from your current perceptions. We do love you. We offer you that love at any time. Do call to us, request it, and know that we will respond to you. Go your ways in peace, in love, in harmony with all beings, with all things. And may the gods and may the kingdoms always bless you.